بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد السمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور.
Page 139.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصادقين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله وصلواته طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله صلاة لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهد أن لا إله إلا الله شهد أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات صلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, as you all aware, in the month of Sha'ban, very Mubarak month, and Ramadan is just around the corner, an auspicious month wherein the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. But very importantly, we prepare before the month of Ramadan. Cannot be that we just go into the month of Ramadan and then we want to start. We have to start before the month of Ramadan preparing ourselves. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the dua that he made also from Rajab, Allah barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. And there already you can sense the excitement. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and who knew better the auspiciousness of the month of Ramadan than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? They're making dua already 2 months beforehand. Allah bless us in the month of Ramadan, physically, spiritually, give us the strength, give us the ruhani and spiritual strength also. It's Ramadan and Sha'ban. فَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, Allah, they can see the month of Ramadan. Among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there were two Sahaba radiallahu anhum that accepted Islam at the same time. And they survived and competed with one another. So one Sahabi radiallahu anhu became a shaheed, got martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his friend, he passed away a year later. Someone saw in a dream and narrated to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that I saw the two of them in my dream. And the Sahabi that passed away a year later earned a higher jannah than the Sahabi that became a shaheed. He died a natural death. And the other Sahabi became a shaheed in the path of Allah. Who can be higher than him? But this Sahabi, O Nabi of Allah, I saw him in a higher jannah than the shaheed also. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, hasn't he read 6,000 plus minus more namaz in the year? Hasn't he kept one more month fast of the month of Ramadan? Just because of his salah and his Ramadan roza, he's gained a higher status than the shaheed also in the path of Allah. So there we can understand this is ibadat of salah and roza in the month of Ramadan. So already the month of Sha'ban is coming to the middle part of the month of Sha'ban, which we call the 15th Sha'ban. Laylatul Bara, the night of Bara'a, where Allah Ta'ala frees millions in the fire of Jahannam. So this will be next week, Tuesday night, will be the 15th of Sha'ban. Then the fasting also, 13, 14 and 15. Then to keep the roza also, the day on the 15th of Sha'ban, ya riwayat also. But what is the virtue of the month of Ramadan? And the 15th of Sha'ban, there we have to understand now something special is about to happen. And by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there are special moments, nafahat. It's called nafahat in the hadith. The special moments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that present yourself. Don't get left out. Don't get left behind. That other people go ahead and I get left behind. What is holding me back? Is that thing holding a person? That we ourselves now, sometimes it's just kasalan, laziness. Or we don't know the importance of it. Or we don't give it the ahmiyat. That this is something important, something that I have to make an effort for. The person will make the effort, Allah Ta'ala will open avenues of hidayat for him. So the 15th of Sha'ban will be next week, Tuesday, for us to prepare already. To prepare already that, Ya Allah, this auspicious night is coming, there's so much of the rahmat of Allah and the barakat of Allah, tawbah is accepted. How many people's tawbah were accepted on that night? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu waited for this night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam waited for this night. The tabi'een, the tabu tabi'een. To the Sahaba Ikram, those amid the Tabi'een also, and Ulama Ikram till today, this night they say in the Islamic calendar, the most auspicious, the most Mubarak night is Laylatul Qadr. And second to that is this night, 15 Sha'ban. Laylatul Qadr, we don't know whether we're going to get it or not. We don't know the night also, but this night we know. So they were to prepare from beforehand, to start making mudakhara at home, the 15 Sha'ban is coming. Whatever we did the whole year, this is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to forgive everything. So let's go into the month of Ramadan with a clean slate. Allah Ta'ala has made this night just before the month of Ramadan for this ummah specifically. That you are the best of ummah. Kuntum khaira ummah. You are the best of ummah and you will always be the best of ummah. If you have iman, command the good, forbid the evil. Good, do good amal, you'll be the best of ummah. So the 15th of Sha'ban is commonly known as Laylatul Bara'a, the night of freedom. A very significant night in the Islamic calendar. Ibn al-Hajj, rahmatullah alayhi, states, the Salaf, that is a pious, predecessors would sanctify this night and prepare themselves for it in advance, beforehand. So one will go on Tuesday night, will hear the bayan. We don't prepare still. I didn't even now take a rest in the afternoon qayrula. One way to prepare for that night also is at least on the Tuesday, have the siesta afternoon nap. That afternoon siesta and nap also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was to encourage his to also take a rest in the afternoon to gain strength for tahajjud. That was the main reason. So he can stand up in the latter part of the night. Here also there's a riwayat more or less that qeelu, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا تَقِيلُ. That may qeelu la فَبَرْلِ الشَّيْطَانَ لَا يَقِيلُ. Doesn't take a rest in the afternoon. Therefore you must take a rest. Once our Hazrat also asked us, what's more virtuous? Is it now the afternoon siesta or the tahajjud salah? The tahajjud salah, ya Allah, all the virtues. Hazrat says, no, no. It's afternoon nap. The afternoon nap is sunnah and the tahajjud is nafil. But you combine both. Doesn't mean now when you make amal on the sunnah, I leave that nafil. The sunnah is for that nafil. So they are combined. Like how is mentioned about the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah. The month of Ramadan, they say fasting has a very, very close link and connection to wahi. Fasting has a very close link to wahi. That is why you find Musa alayhi salatu salam also. Allah ta'ala called him to give him the scripture, the Torah. In those days also he was keeping roza. Before wahi came, Allah ta'ala put him on roza. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan also. So fasting has a very close link to wahi. The person keeps the roza, then he takes the afternoon nap, now he can stand up in Tarawih Salah. And Qiyamul Layl Tahajjud Salah. So this has a very close thing, wahi and fasting. Revelation, Quran Sharif and fasting. Just like how ulama mentioned, that a mu'min has a very close link with the khajur date, the date fruit. Very close link. Because Allah Ta'ala gives the example, Allah Ta'ala gives the example of iman with the date palm tree. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ دَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala gives an example of iman is like the kajur tree. The mu'min has a very close link to kajur also. Not samosa and bajiha. But with the kajur, break roza with the kajur. With the date. There's the barakat of it. What you lost the entire day, now Allah Ta'ala has power packed it in one kajur. So there also Allah Ta'ala has kept that link. So to get all these links corrected before the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us 15 Sha'ban. 15 Shaban, now clear out whatever happened in the year, all the gunas, all the sins, all the layani, all the vain talks, all the wasting of time. Now tonight is the night. If I get tonight right, then alhamdulillah, when the moon will be set for Ramadan, then I'll be flying after that. Then it'll become very, very easy, nice preparation. So even the Salafus Salihin, the pious predecessors would sanctify this night and prepare themselves for it in advance. Some people, due to being ill-informed, there are those now in the Ummah that don't agree with this night, they don't accept it. We have the Salafis, they say there's no such thing as 15 Sha'ban. So there's no preparation for them. This is established in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are several Ahadith in which the virtue of the 15 Sha'ban has been discussed. Among them is a narration of Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. He said that Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays special attention to his entire creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays special attention to his entire creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban. And forgives all of them except one who ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who harbors enmity in his heart. On that night, we all want the tawajjuh. Allah says that this night Allah's tawajjuh is in the entire makhluk. Except that person now who has shirk in him, doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person who has harbors enmity in his heart for another Muslim brother. Now is the night to clean it out, to make maaf, to forgive the person. Oh, somebody harmed you, you send the message, everything is maaf. Allah says, Mujadi bul chuk maaf karjo. Forgive, everything is forgiven and forgotten now. And don't be fearful. People are fearful if I say everything is forgiven. Doesn't feel right. But what will happen if you forgive? What will happen if you ask for forgiveness also? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when his beloved daughter, Honorable Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, was slandered over the zina, was a slander, so among them was one of his relatives, who he used to give a monthly stipend and maintenance. So amongst those that slandered his own daughter was his own relative. Abu Bakr became very upset. And he says, from today onwards I will not maintain him. Wahi came down. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا Abu Bakr, forgive and overlook. I mean, somebody is slandering your daughter. How will you stomach that? You don't want to see his face again. Became the whole talk of the town and he's the one behind it. Your own relative and who you are taking care of also. Wahi came now, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا That forgive him and overlook him. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Oh Abu Bakr, don't you love that Allah forgive you also? Don't you love that Allah forgive you also? Forgive him. Overlook him. So here also is mentioned that on that night Allah Ta'ala special attention to the entire creation except the one who ascribes partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who harbors enmity in his heart. So this hadith is authentic hadith mentioned in Al-Majma'ul Kabir and many other kitabs also. The second riwayat of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the middle night of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy comes to the first heaven, the first sky. And Allah forgives all besides the polytheists, the mushrikeen, and those who have enmity for their brethren. So here also, Allah ta'ala's mercy comes to the, what we call, sama'u dunyawi, the dunya skies. What does it mean? That Allah comes very close on that night. How Allah comes close according to His status. Allah ta'ala is everywhere. Allah ta'ala's exhibits His power everywhere. But Allah's mercy is very close to the makhluk on the night of 15 Sha'ban. So there are many narrations, ulama explained. There were two narrations. There are many other sahaba radiallahu anhum that narrated ahadith regarding the merit and virtue of this night. Amongst them, the sahaba radiallahu anhu who narrated ahadith was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abu Tha'laba, Hazrat Awf bin Malik, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Abu Musa Shari radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib, Hazrat Uthman bin Abi Al-As radiallahu anhum. They were those sahaba ikram. You can imagine now how many sahaba ikram narrated the virtue of this night. I understand these great sahaba ikram, they understood it. How can I be sleeping on that night? How can I not forgive somebody or ask for forgiveness? Then even the tabi'i, Kathir bin Murra, rahmatullah alayhi, Yahya bin Abi Kathir. So put many ahadith together, these riwayat become very, very strong. And it's mentioned also that the grand mufassir, commentator of Quran Sharif, Alama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, the commentator of Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, has termed those who refute the virtues of the night entirely as rash and reckless. They don't know the virtue. It is being harsh right now. It is there, the virtue is there in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we come to the ulama ikram, what they have to say about this night. The general virtue of this night has been accepted by many great ulama of the past. Amongst those, many great ulama who have attested to the virtue of this night are, and then he mentions Ata bin Yasar, rahmatullah alayh. He was a tabi'i of Madina Munawwara. He met sahaba radiallahu anhum. So they understood it that time already, that this is a great night. The ummah shouldn't be asleep on this night and miss out. So he would say, Ata bin Yasar, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, Tabi'a Madina Munawwara, after Laylatul Qadr, there is no other night in the year that is more virtuous than the middle night of Sha'ban. This is the night. Allah Ta'ala has given us the night, we know the night already. And the nights are very short also. To spend some time in the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Khalifa Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote to his governor in Basra, showing the importance of the night of Sha'ban. He actually wrote to his governor in Basra, and he says to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours His mercy in abundance on four nights of the year. So ensure that you benefit from them, one of them being the middle night of Sha'ban. The benefit. So the governor, he told him, you may be very tired with your duties, but this night don't miss out. Among the four nights, make sure that you benefit yourself and take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There exists narration from Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. They also attest to the virtue of this night. When it comes to those after the tabi'een, those people that met the tabi'een, they are called the tab'u tabi'een. Amongst them also, this has been coming down, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Shafi'i, a great faqih also born in Gaza, rahmatullah alayhi. He has mentioned that du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the 15th of Sha'ban. There's no reservation on that night. Except those now who have major sins in their life, Abba Enmati, their du'as are not accepted. Besides them, it's open. Allah Ta'ala has openly declared, all are forgiven on that night. Just raise your hands and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Awza'i rahmatullah alayhi was of the view that people should engage in individual ibadat on this night. Nafil ibadat is something to do individually. So take out your time individually and spend your time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ishaq bin Rahway, the faqih and muhaddis also, he mentions, he also approve of spending this night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid. See, in the worship or in the masjid. And many others, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi, he writes, every Muslim is recommended to avail himself for ibadah on this night of Sha'ban. Ibn al-Hajj rahmatullah alayhi says, this night has great virtue and abundant goodness in it. The person should not miss out this night. Ulama who would personally engage in ibadat on this night, who are the ulama? They stood up in this night to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz Ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi has cited that the following and other tabi'een also would engage in ibadat on the 15th night of Sha'ban. Bakhul. Bakhul is a great tabi'i. Rahmatullah alayhi. Khalid bin Ma'adan, Luqman bin Amir, rahmatullah alayhi. And those after them also who stand in salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Ibn al-Hajji says, the Salaf al-Salihin, the pious predecessors who sanctified this night and prepared themselves for it in advance. The summary of this, for us to understand the importance of this night, before the Tuesday already we are ready, that I cannot miss out on this night. So, this is summary of this, the virtue of the night is reported by more than 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Tabi'een. There are verdicts of over 10 ulama from the Tabi'een that support this. To engage in ibadah on this night, in addition to other occasions, has been the practice of numerous ulama of before and present. Those who totally refute the merit and virtue of this night have been labeled as reckless and exaggerate. They don't know the virtue, so they miss out on this night. That this night is actually considered as the second most auspicious night of the Islamic calendar. And there are many kitabs written also in regard to this night and the virtue of the night. Even in recent times, we have ulama-i-karam that have written kitabs in regard to this night and how to spend our night on the night of Sha'ban. It's also mentioned. Here also one caution. We'll find many messages going around that on these auspicious nights you must do this type of namaz, that type of namaz, or give this in sadqah, or take some mannat, etc., etc. There's nothing mentioned in the ahadith. Nor are the actions of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There are no specific types of salah that are prescribed for the 15th night of Sha'ban. Our deen is very easy. Inna deena yusrun. Deen is very easy. Allah has made it easy. Nothing very long, and something very, very tiresome. What you can manage. 2 rakats, 4 rakats, tasbihat, Quran tilawat, take a little nap, wake up again, continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah appreciates. The little we do, Allah gives great reward. It's mentioned that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the tabi'een would increase their Quran tilawat during these months, especially in Sha'ban. This is the month of the Shahrul Qurra. The month of Sha'ban is the month of Qurra, of reciting Quran Sharif. This is the month now to start beginning. And to start engaging yourself in Quran tilawat more than anything else. And we found our Hazrat also in the month of Ramadan and Sha'ban, right till Maghrib, Azan also. Azan just starts, is still holding the Quran in his hand. Want to close it. Month of Ramadan also. Make iftari, and between iftari, breaking the fast and Maghrib salah, even at that time in the Quran again. You got 2 minutes, you got 3 minutes. More Quran tilawat. As much as we can. Push Quran Sharif from now already. So when the moon is sighted, I'm already in my momentum. I already settled my Quran. Tilawat. Some people engage in acts of ibadah or acts of bid'ah, innovation on this night. The ulama of the past and present have always refuted these innovations. So yes, it's bid'ah. Those are not permissible on these nights. Now when you come to the fast of the month of Sha'ban, is mentioned also that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, besides the month of Ramadan, he kept most of the fast in the month of Sha'ban. Most of it was in the month of Sha'ban. He enjoyed keeping the month of Sha'ban. So we have the 15th day of Sha'ban, it should be Wednesday. Do I keep fast or don't keep roza? Some ulama, one extreme, there is no roza. Yes, we can keep the fast, so the intention of nafil. Some say it's sunnah, there's some ikhtilaf in it, whether you can establish it as a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but yes, you can keep it for the need of nafil, and you'll get the reward for it also. So to observe a nafil roza throughout the year is extremely rewarding, and now on the 15th of Sha'ban. So Sha'ban is a month in which we have been specifically or specially encouraged to observe nafil fast. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah says, since Sha'ban is a prelude to Ramadan, the recital of Quran Sharif and the observance of fast in Sha'ban have been endorsed, just like we do in Ramadan. So two things in Sha'ban you will find. Before the month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to increase Quran tilawat and also the fasting. Has a great connection. Fasting, Quran tilawat, and the Taraweeh at night. So when Ramadan came already, the tongue is used to it, the legs are used to standing up already, and the stomach also is used to staying empty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast excessively in this month more than other months. Bukhari Sharif riwayat. The Aisha radiallahu anha says, the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed fasting most outside Ramadan was the month of Sha'ban. So he kept most of the fast. When asked about the reason for this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is a month in which people become neglectful as it occurs between two sacred months, Rajab and Ramadan. People say before Ramadan, let's take it easy. That's the time to take it easy. Now's the time to put the foot down. We come into Ramadan, but then to our Sharia is so balanced. As you'll mention ahead also, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would keep roza till the 15th. And thereafter he would stop. Now save your energy for the month of Ramadan. So we have a few days left before the 15th. How much we can keep? Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq that we get the full virtue of it. In a narration of Abu Ya'la, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels to write to copy from the Lawh Mahfuz, which is a sacred tablet where Allah Ta'ala has written everything there. The qalam, the pen, wrote the entire taqdeer of entire mankind. So from there, Allah Ta'ala orders the angels to copy from the Lawh Mahfuz all those souls that will die in the coming year. So on that night, they record it. So from there is taken. The malaika are deputed, different skies, different malaika for the rains, for the weather, etc., to bring down the taqdeer, whether moth, whether birth, etc. So all those orders are already recorded in Lawh Mahfuz, the higher tablet, which is protected. So on this night, it is copied down and sent to them. The year coming ahead now is how many people will pass away, how many will be born, etc. The Shaykh Rahimahullah has mentioned also, on this night, how many people's moth already is? He says that the warrant of arrest has been issued already on that night. The warrant of arrest has been issued, but on that night, this Banda of Allah is sleeping, he's planning a holiday. So planning one wedding, one nikah, and sin, extravagant, breaking the command of Allah. And the Shaykh has written also, how many a young girl now is already proposed after Ramadan is my nikah. And she's going to buy now her bridal outfit, get the fabric, etc. So here she's buying the bridal outfit or the fabric, not realizing already that the fabric of the kafan is in the other shop. Fabric of the kafan and the shroud already is in the marketplace. But no even search and thought about it. Just now oblivious. Just oblivious of qabr. This time I'm going to get there. So warrant of arrest already has, and Malakul Maud comes every day and he checks the list. Oh, still time. So 1 month left, but the kafan is there already. But no even thought about it. No preparation before Ramadan or during the month of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the souls that will die in the coming year. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, I like to have my death written while I am fasting. Because on that night already the record will be copied. I prefer the next day, 15 Sha'ban, I keep a roza. So if my mouth has to come and be in roza, or at least I started off that year now, so to say, in fasting. In a sound hadith, a Hassan narration of Nasa'i, Rasulullah s.a.w. also said, it is a month in which the deeds of man are raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every week, the deeds are given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have sometimes a special presentation to Allah. A special presentation to Allah for the whole year. This is what now the makhluk has done. The one you have a normal presentation.
Right, you got to do your SARS now monthly, whatever it is. Then you have now some open period. Okay, there was some rebates or something has to come back, etc. Now, so this month we kept it open. So, anything special to put through, so to say, now to send it through right now. So Allah Ta'ala has special presentation. Okay, there's some major things happen over here. Is he asking for tawbah right now? Does he want you to be forgiven? So now is the time. On that night, the special presentation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the deeds of mankind, of man are raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love that my deeds be raised while I am fasting. The 15th Shaaban, when he says, keep roza on that day. At least now when it will be raised, it will be raised in the condition that I am fasting. Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi has specified that the deeds are lifted on the 15th night of Shaaban, the deeds, special presentation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they mention a unique angle to this. Ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi writes, the best optional fasts are those that are observed close to the month of Ramadan. The best optional nafil roza to keep, he says, in the year the best ones are the ones that are observed close to the month of Ramadan, whether before or after. They'll explain like how we have our salah also. We have nafil sunnat before or nafil after, sunnat after. So what's the reason for this salah? The main thing is the farz. Why these sunnahs? Why these nafils? So there are different narrations also. So they'll explain. So the best nafil fast are those that are observed close to the month of Ramadan, whether before or after, that is in Sha'ban or Shawwal. This is just like the nafil salah. Like the nafil salah or the sunnah salah before and after the farz salah. Their virtue is similar to the farz itself. The virtue of the sunnah before the fard, the virtue is similar to the fard. And even the sunnah thereafter, in the nafil, why? But the Shaykh has mentioned the riwayat of Fadil Aman. The day of Qiyamah, a person will come before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. If there's any shortcoming in his fard, if there's any shortcoming in the fard, Allah will say to the malaika, look at the sunnah and nafil. Any sunnah, any nafil, yes, Allah, the sunnah and nafil. So cover up the fard with the nafil. Cover up the fard with the sunnah. Therefore, the sunnah and nafil is so important. Any shortcoming there in the fara'is, Allah will look at the sunnah and the nawafil. So too when it comes to the fasting also. Therefore, the best ones are before the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan. Any shortcoming in between, Allah says, cover it up. He kept some roza in Sha'ban, he kept some roza in Shawwal. So cover up now what was in between. So their virtue is similar to the farz itself. These salah and fast and nafil and sunnah ones will mend our shortcomings in the first salah and the fast. So when it comes to the 15th Shaaban is there, then we have Ayyamul Bid, 13, 14, 15. That we encourage, we can keep also this month, 13, 14, 15. We haven't kept anything as yet. At least we can keep 13, 14 and 15th. So 15th will be the Wednesday, 14th will be the Tuesday, and 13th will be the Monday. Alright, bhai? Ji? So Sunday is out. Brothers will think now, Sunday, how will you keep on a Sunday? Sunday biryani, it is different. So Allah will give you biryani iftari time also, don't worry. So keep the 13th, 14th, 15th. So you got Ayyamul Bid. At least you kept those 3 days. Yes, it might be a bit long, but I'm getting ready now for the month of Ramadan. And see the enjoyment of the month of Ramadan. Well, these are the white days, Ayyamul Bid. The Imam al-Husayn radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, he asked the Sahabi, have you observed the fast of the middle of this month, Sha'ban? And if Allah asked Imam bin Husayn, have you kept roza of the 15th Sha'ban? He actually asked him. When he replied in the negative, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam instructed him to keep, to make up for it after Ramadan. You must still keep it there now. So in case any shortcoming in your Ramadan one, then we have covered it up, we didn't keep that, keep it now. Keep one now after Ramadan, in this, with that niyat now, that Allah Ta'ala, any shortcoming, Allah Ta'ala will cover it up. This is a riwayat of Muslim Sharif. So the word used in this particular hadith of the narration is surah, which translates as middle. Have you kept the middle fast of the month of Sha'ban? So there are many more riwayat in regards to the fasting also. So discussing the fast of the 15th of Sha'ban, Ibn Rajab rahimahullah writes, we have not been prohibited from observing the fast in the middle day of Sha'ban, that is the 15th. It is in fact part of the Ayyamul Bid, the white days 13, 14 and 15th, which is encouraged every month. So in the light of the above ahadith, the ideal will be to fast on 13, 14, 15th. You get the full reward of the nafil fast of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam every month. And you got the 15th, that is the day of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara, the day that follows it. But this is an ideal time to at least make an intention of observing these three fasts every lunar month also. So then when we come to the day of the night of Sha'ban, then there's a special dua to be read. The special dua of Aisha, different Sahaba Ikram narrated from them also, what dua to be read. So the dua, we should learn it also before the night of Sha'ban. The dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is recited, it comes in targhib and tarheeb also. أعوذ بعفوك من إقابك وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا أحصي ثنان عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. The dua, we can learn it few days before the night. We start reading it every day also to practice this dua. أعوذ بعفوك من إقابك. Oh Allah, I seek refuge through your pardon from your punishment. وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك. I seek protection from your anger through your pleasure. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. And I seek protection from you, that is your anger, through your mercy. جَلَّ وَجْهُكَ. Your grandeur is sublime. لَا أُحْسِي ثَنَانَ عَلَيْكَ. I am unable to praise you as you ought to be praised. أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنِيتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. You are as you have praised yourself. This is a beautiful dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. What's a better way than the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? In these wordings also, أعوذ بعفوك من إقابك. عفوك, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fail of Allah. Allah forgives. So you're asking Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, we're asking you for your action of forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us. Then we go further on and higher. أعوذ برضاك. Ya Allah, we ask you to see protection in your رضاك, in your pleasure. This is the sifat of Allah. From the action of Allah, we go into the sifat and the attribute of Allah. Ya Allah, this is the attribute to be pleased. And thereafter we say, أعوذ بك منك. Ya Allah, we seek protection in you. Ya Allah, now from your attribute, we are going to the zat of Allah. Ya Allah, now we wanted your action of forgiveness. Then we wanted your quality of pleasure. And now, Ya Allah, we want you only. Before the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, you become ours. And forgive us completely. And Ya Allah, the reality is we don't know how to praise you. You are as you praise yourself. So this is a beautiful dua that we learn before the night of Sha'ban. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That these few days we have left now, that we honor these days, that all the avenues of guna, that's the main thing, we close all the avenues of guna and sin. Whatever it may be, the whole year now we were involved in, now's the time to close the avenues. Now to make tawbah. Now to make tawbah. And any person we have hurt, we hurt anybody, now to make amends. Now to ask for forgiveness before the auspicious night. Then see the month of Ramadan, we don't have the eyes of the heart. But we just follow ulama ikram. What they tell us, our elders, what they enjoy in the month of Ramadan, for them is enjoyment not to eat also. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is mentioned about him, that when he got his citizenship of Medina Munawwara, it was myself and through one Dawud, Iqama came through. The Shaykh kept 40 days roza. What a celebration. Yeah, this was a real celebration. That he emptied his stomach for 40 days. Wouldn't eat. Out of enjoyment. So they enjoyed themselves more in not eating. But there's a different type of enjoyment. So when the belly becomes empty and a person doesn't eat, then ulama say Allah Ta'ala blesses him with angelic qualities. Becomes like a farishta, like an angel. Because the angels don't eat. And the angels are very close to Allah. They whatever command Allah Ta'ala gives them, they obey the command of Allah. So a person also keeps his belly empty and he keeps roza, then to fulfill the command of Allah becomes very easy. Then his shahwat also, his lust, his desire becomes less also. When he continues keeping roza for a long period of time, Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. What time was that? And Jamaat? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وكريم رحيم الله يا الله لتسجيل سمد رمضان والبركة وإلا ودعافية صحة سلامة وكريم رحيم الله give us eyes of the heart whom I love we understand the auspiciousness of these beautiful nights and I grant us your rahmat your barakat your forgiveness Rasul Kareem Rahimullah, who give us for all our sins, O May Allah. Clean out our hearts, O May Allah. Wash our hearts pure and clean. Shine our hearts, Ya Allah, with your muhabbat and your love and your closeness and your qurb and your proximity and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us love for Quran Sharif, O May Allah. Your love for Dhikrullah Kareem Rahimullah. Open our tongues with Quran Tilawat. Open our hearts, O May Allah. O May Kareem Rahimullah. Make the roza easy for us, O May Allah. Make the tarawih easy for us, O May Allah. Make it easy for all your huffaz that descend on the musalla. Grant them a life of sunnah and your commandments, O Kareem Rahimullah. Fill their hearts with nur and ma'rifat and your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, shine their hearts with Quran Sharif, O May Allah. Always becoming huffaz. Open their hearts, O May Allah. Ya Allah, grant them taqwa and iman. Ya Allah, fill our homes with barakat and nur. Ya Allah, with iman and a'mal of nubuwat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.